All right, thank you. Okay, thank you, Matt. Welcome, everybody, and thank you for meeting us for the special meeting of the Greater Bridgeport Valley Metropolitan Planning Organization. We'll call this meeting to order at 2:11. Can we all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, please? I pledge allegiance
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. At this time, is there anybody that would like to publicly participate that is present? There's nobody in the office, so it would be all online. Matt, you have that?
Yes, we did not receive any requests for public participation, Mr. Chair, so I do not anticipate any members of the public participating today.
Matt, do we need to do a roll call for this meeting?
Yeah, we could do one just to make sure everyone knows who's here.
Establish quorum. Thank you.
Happy to do so. So I will start with the Bridgeport portion. Doug Sutherland, Chair, Greater Bridgeport Transit. Thank you, Doug. Vicky Tesoro, First Selectman, Town of Trumbull.
Here.
Thank you. Christine Vitale, first select person, Town of Fairfield. I know she's having some audio issues, but she is here. She just put in the chat, so we will count her here. And the chair of the MPO, Terry Rooney, First Selectman of Town of Monroe.
Here, sir.
Thank you. And we have Linda Fusco as the proxy for Mayor DiMartino, City of Derby.
Here.
Thank you. And we have Joseph. I don't want to ruin your last name, Joseph. So Jauman?
Yauman.
Yauman, okay. Proxy for Mayor Tiska, City of Ansonia. And we have First Select Woman Emery Dragonis, Town of Seymour. So we have a quorum. We are all set from that perspective, Mr. Chair.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Moving on to item four on the agenda, action items. Amendment FFY 2528 TIPS TIP. FHWA projects, resolution 2026-06. Do I have a motion?
Do
I have a motion on the table? Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. On to discussion with you, Matt.
I'm happy to. Yeah, so this is a project that, as I mentioned to some of you that were on before, I really appreciate everyone taking a few minutes today to join this meeting. Connecticut DOT was informed by Federal Highways and USDOT that in order to access the entire funding amount that the state was awarded under this National Vehicle Infrastructure Plan, the NEVI plan, that we had to amend our TIP STIP before March 12th. So that was the reason, the impetus for this special meeting. So thank you for that. The purpose of this project is to install EV charging stations identified by the FHWA approved fiscal year 26 National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Plan or NEVI plan. Installation will be based on a phases 1A and 1B at various locations, not more than 1 mile from exit ramps along I-84, I-91, I-95, I-395, and US Route 7. Each location will contain level 3 EV charging stations with a minimum of 4 direct current fast charging ports. Phase 2 will fund level 2 or level 3 chargers at more flexible community charging locations. So that's high level. It's all for electric vehicle infrastructure. The initial phases are going to be right off the highways. The second phase is more community focused ones, looking at town owned and municipally owned availability and spaces throughout the state.
Thank you, Matt, for that description. I personally don't have any questions. Any more discussion? Any more discussion? Seeing none, let's take it to a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody against? Anyone against? The ayes have it. Motion passes. Matt, you will do the tally there.
Yep, we are unanimous.
All in. We are
seven. Unanimous. Seven yes and zero no. Thank you.
Okay. On to item five, other business, next meetings. I don't know if we need to address that, but take it away, Matt.
Yeah, just next meeting's end of this month, March 26, which we will let you all know if we need to have. And then again in May, which we will be having for sure. And just as an aside, in April we will be having our GVB MPO and Lower Fairfield County certification review from Federal Highways, taking place on, I believe it's on the 9th and the 10th of April. So we are preparing for that with Federal Highways, but just wanted to give you all a heads up on that in case we do not meet for the March meeting, that we will be meeting with Federal Highways at the staff level, to go through all the work we've been doing. And it's a certification review that we do, continuously as part of the ongoing, administration of the MPO.
Okay, thank you, Matt. Seeing nothing else on the agenda, do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'm moved.
I got Vicky and then Doug, Terry.
Okay, great. So we'll use that as a motion in a second. We adjourn this meeting at 2:16. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you all. Appreciate you coming on. Thank you.